Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the Dapper Don, giving a mug on, dress like a million bucks, buying things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me. Mm-hmm. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together.
Sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Yeah, man. Boy, God has been good to me. Man, I can't really count it all. You can't either. You know, it's all in perspective. You really can't count all that God has done for you. If you look at every little thing, it's unbelievable the things he's done for us. How many times, you know, we got through something without even talking to him about it? He just blessed us with it. How many? You know, it's so much. The fact that you wake up in the morning, the fact that you still have a place to stay, the fact that, you know, maybe struggling out here, but guess what? You still going to work. You know, you living check to check, but you're making it all. You got all the plates spinning, you know. It's hard. You got a lot of plates spinning, but you keep them up there somewhere. Every now and then one break, but he put two more back up there that look a little bit better, and you got to get to spending them. So it all works. And then you got a lot of people who just can't seem to mentally put it together as to, why their life isn't in the position that they want it to be. We talk about this oftentimes, but I want to try another angle with you today. You know, maybe it's you. Have you ever thought about that? Maybe it's you. Maybe it's no external force that's at fault like you keep making the excuse to be. You know, so many people I hear, well, if this hadn't have done this, if he hadn't have done that, if she hadn't have done that, I would have been further along. I wasted all my time, my years with this man, and he did this, and I could have been here, and I could have been there. And this woman, she did this to me, and if she hadn't have done that, I could have been here and I could have been there. Maybe it's you. Maybe it's not really that external force that you keep making it out to be. See, I've done this to myself before. Once again, I'm talking to you about something I know about. I've done this to myself before. I've had the reason I wasn't where I wanted to be. I had it figured out as some external force. I had worked it out in my mind. Clearly, it wasn't me. Because if so-and-so, or if this hadn't happened, and if they hadn't have done this, I would have been further along up the road. That's what I was saying. But hold on, man. Boy, I learned a valuable lesson, man. See, if you don't ever let it go, it's going to be hard for you to go. If you don't ever let it go, it's going to be hard for you to go. I was listening to Bishop T.D. Jakes one day, and I heard him say, you can't drive your car if you gonna keep looking in the rearview mirror. You go outside and try that. Try to drive your car, but keep your eye in the rearview mirror. All you looking at is where you been. All you looking at in that rearview mirror is where you passed or should have passed, something you should have moved on from. All you doing is looking in that rearview mirror at what happened back there. If you don't stop looking in the rearview mirror, you're going to crash your car over and over and over again. Or you got to slow it down so bad in order for you to keep looking in that rearview mirror. If you don't learn to let it go, it's going to be hard for you to go forward because you keep reviewing the past. The past is the past. And I know it's hard. Man, I watched a show and this lady said, well, I just can't ever forgive them for that. Well, guess what? Guess what? God may have already forgiven that person. That person may be extremely remorseful, could have gone to God and gotten forgiveness for it years ago. But you sit here and you keep hanging on to the past. I can't ever forgive that. Mm-mm. Then I heard Bishop Jakes come on the show one time and say something that really, really struck home. You keep drinking the poison, waiting on your enemy to die. He said that. I just shook my head and went, wow. You drinking the poison, waiting on your enemy to die. Revenge is poison to you. You know, if hatred is poison to you, unforgivingness, when you won't forgive a person, that person could be going on with their life, made the right with God, don't know how you feeling, they skipping through life. Now, you make adjustments every time you see them, and it takes energy, man. It takes so much energy to hate. It takes so much energy not to forgive. Now they come in the room, you got to avoid them, stay over here. Here they come now. You got to make a situation over here. They come into the house. It's family reunion. Uh-oh, here they come. Where they going to be? In the basement? I'm going up here on the third floor. I want to go out here and get some barbecue. She out there at the barbecue stand. Oh, Lord, I don't want no barbecue. I just eat this potato salad. People, man, take themselves all out of position trying to make adjustments when it would simplify your life if you would just let it go. Maybe you ain't where you need to be because of them external forces altogether. Maybe you're not where you need to be because of you. Because you won't let it go. You won't move forward. Look at this, ladies. Let's say you've been in a situation with a man. For years, it didn't work out. For whatever the reason, it just didn't work out. I got what you say he did. I got what he did. All of that, yada, yada, yada. When you get through, did not God get you through it? Did not he allow you to survive it? I got you got some cuts on you. I got you been a little bit bruised. But did he not get you through it? So now that he's freed you from it, now he done went on, he got a whole nother family over there somewhere. Now he trying to make it right because maybe he learned the mistake he made and now he's trying to be a better man. He just trying to get it right now. But you sitting there holding on to it. You drinking the poison, waiting on your enemy to die. So now instead of you enjoying the blessing of finally being free from a situation that was not healthy for you, you create an even more unhealthy situation in your mind by hating, by having revengeful thoughts, by hoping he fall on his face. Maybe you even doing something to the other situation to make sure they struggle. Oh, man, you drinking the poison, waiting on your enemy to die. Maybe you ain't where you ought to be in life, not because of your external forces, but maybe it's you. If you don't let it go, it's going to be hard for you to go. You can't keep driving your car looking in the rearview mirror. Come on, man. Forgiveness is not for the other person. Forgiveness is for you. Bishop Jake's got a book out, man, called Let It Go. I'm telling you, read this book. It'll help you. Say, it's not just for people who are angry. This is for people, man, who don't even know the little things you're holding on to. You don't even know. The name of the book is Let It Go. Man, I had to read it and go, wow, man, I really had to check myself. All that I know about this thing called life and trying to succeed, I still need refresher courses and reminders every now and then. Maybe, hold on, man. Maybe you've been, sometimes, man, it's just you holding on to a business practice too long. You know, I had to catch myself. You know, I said 1,000 times, if you keep doing what you've been doing, you're going to keep getting what you've been getting. Maybe you need to change a business practice. Maybe it's the way you've been doing a certain thing. You just got to let that go. Because if you let it go, it frees you up to go. It's hard to get to the next level with all that baggage. Steve Harvey Morning Show. Yep.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your undivided attention, please? This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
What?
This is... I got breakfast in front of me that ain't really breakfast. I'm having a Diet Coke for breakfast. I have not had a soda in 4 years.
Woo.
I stopped drinking sodas 4 years ago.
Wow.
This is my first soda I've had in 4 years.
What brought you back?
I ain't back. I just wanted it. Yeah, you know, it was either that or some juice. But if I drink orange juice, it put me right back to sleep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Jay, you a diabetic. When you drink orange juice, what do it do? Because it put me to sleep. What do it do for you?
It's supposed to take it when your sugar is low.
So what does it do?
It elevates your sugar.
Does it make you excited, more lively?
No.
Wow. You had to ask, didn't you?
It's legal here. Uh-huh. And them little gummy bears, ooh, you can't stop.
You had to ask.
Figured out what's wrong with my writing button.
Hey, good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Steve Harvey.
Yeah, I just had to tell you, though, you looked great on Ellen yesterday.
You did a great job.
Yeah,
man.
Really were funny yesterday. And you looked good. You really did.
What I have on?
You had an all black. You had on a black, suit, pinstripe suit?
No, just a suit.
Oh, okay, with a black shirt, all black.
Yeah.
No socks.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's my new sexy.
That's the new look. Man, that's so cool. I wish I could do that, but when I don't wear socks, it looks like I have socks.
You got on alligator boots.
It's called lotion,
I've seen your damn ankles before.
Unbelievable, man. It is.
Now, is that a side effect of the diabetes?
No, that's just lazy.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Diabetes. But you know, they say some diabetics do get dry skin.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Yours is past dry. Yours is scaly.
Jay look like
dehydrated.
Tummy. Yeah, you actually
look like what tummy?
Reptile.
Look like chalk.
No.
Can you feel the love in the room?
Oh, Jay and a Komodo dragon got the same knuckles.
They love me.
Jay's ankle look like python boots.
Just need some Vaseline for shining.
But in Jay's defense, he carries around a tube of lotion with him.
I know that's
not, it don't work.
That's not for that.
Well, tell you what, that's there.
You're stupid.
Don't get out early this morning.
That's not for that.
But then don't say what it's for.
Right.
That's an open-ended, nasty joke.
But ain't nobody touching it.
That ain't what that's for. And don't worry about it.
Back to you and how good you looked on Ellen yesterday, Steve. Yeah.
See, I awed my ankles.
Yeah, because you didn't have any socks on.
Yeah, I just saying, I don't like that trifling look.
All right, look, we got to go. 32 minutes after the hour, we have a big announcement. When we come back, I'll give you a hint. It's about warm weather, the beach, and it is full of soul. We'll talk about it when we come back at 32 after the hour. All right?
Dun, dun. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, the crew's all here with the exception of Carla. Carla's off today. And, Steve, we teased a big announcement before we went to break, so we need a drum roll, please.
Drum roll, please.
Yes.
Listen up, everybody. We are giving you the chance to win a trip for two to my Sand and Soul Festival next October 10th through the 14th.
Woo-hoo!
That includes, okay, listen to me, y'all, four nights in a junior suite at the all-inclusive Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Round trip, coach, airfare, two tickets to all 17 events, man. Airport transfers. To enter and to get rules, all you got to do is go to steveharveyfm.com. Get your passports updated because you could win a trip to Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic.
Yes.
Again, the trip includes round trip coach air for you and one guest, four nights accommodations in the junior suite at the all-inclusive Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, all-inclusive food, alcoholic beverage, non-alcoholic beverages included while on the Hard Rock and Casino property. Two tickets to all 17 events. Who the hell have 17 events?
I don't know.
Saying it so?
Nobody but us.
A limitless resort credit. Did you hear me?
Heard you.
A limitless resort credit that you can use at the spa, at the gift shop, or to play golf. Mm. All my credits is going towards golf. I just want golf and that casino. If I can hit that jackpot like I did last time, I asked a dude at the casino. He from the States. He run the casino. Mm-hmm. I said, man, how y'all doing? We's doing good. You came in here.
What that mean?
Oh, I hit him over the head, man. I hit him for a big jackpot. You know.
Wow.
Make sure that your passport is current. And enter at SteveHarveyFM.com. Enter at SteveHarveyFM.com for your chance to win this amazing trip to Punta Cana. Sand and Soul is back at it, y'all.
Woo!
Hey.
All right. So much fun this year. Yeah.
Don't do sand without soul, baby.
That's what's fun. Mm-hmm.
Everybody will be there except Tommy and Jay.
Put some soul on it.
Yeah, everybody will be there with them.
Tommy's coming.
No, he ain't.
I didn't tell you that.
Tommy ain't coming.
Not after this show he got.
Hell no. You think Tommy gonna come to stay in the soul now? He got a TV show.
Oh, he's too famous.
Girl. So, he been waiting on this.
But Steve, somebody...
He finna show his natural ass. If you ain't ever seen Tommy act a damn fool, prepare yourself.
I'm humble about it.
Let him get picked up for season two. Y'all finna see something. He ain't gonna act right. He ain't acting right now.
Yeah. He ain't tasted it. Took 2 weeks.
Dog, he took the show ad and he took off. I said, Tommy, what happened to him? Show came on last night. I can't watch the opening night and be here too.
Hey, you know my big day tomorrow.
What big day is that?
12 noon. Colonoscopy.
That's why you like that? That's why you sound like that?
I'm sipping on this stuff, man.
12 noon, Tommy?
Yeah, well, I fixed so I could come to work, you know.
Dog, you can't drink that stuff and come to work?
I can handle it.
You can handle what?
He's never even done it before. How do you know you can handle it?
Tommy, hold up. Have you started drinking the stuff yet?
No, I'm going to start like around noon today.
Listen to me. By 6 this evening? Dog.
It's you're crazy.
You're going to be at your house sitting on a beach towel.
Speaking of sand and salt.
You'd be better off rolling the TV out and sit in your swimming pool. Better yet, your sauna.
Oh,
no, you got to be kidding. You think you're going to come work tomorrow morning?
I'm coming. Mm-hmm. Watch
I like
me.
To see that.
Hey, dog, listen to me. I promise you, you ain't going to be able to sit in here and work.
I'm gonna be on my
matter of fact, man,
here.
Please come on.
I'm gonna run in and out of here, but I'm gonna be here.
No, please come on. You gonna go? We ain't got one bathroom on this floor. Go down there in that damn door lock.
It's another problem.
Yeah, and that ain't the stuff you can lock up and hold.
But he's sipping on it like it's a cocktail or something.
Shirley.
Huh?
Cocktail is exactly the term. It applies directly to what's finna happen.
Nailed it.
You finna get your tail cocked. Somebody gonna pull a trigger.
Oh, I'm be here tomorrow. Watch me. I'm telling you. I'm going down the hall every time I gotta go. I'm finna ride it out.
Tommy, you can't come here and have a colonoscopy.
I'm gonna do it.
You're gonna do it, all right. You're gonna do it way more than you think you're gonna do. You're sipping on this little drink right here. You don't know what that's. You don't even know what's in there. Is that white? Or you got the cherry flavor?
Because I got this cherry flavor. I ain't started yet. I haven't started yet, but this is the cherry flavor. This is
okay, well, go ahead.
I'm going to wait till we get off.
Be our guest.
Boy, listen to me. Listen to me. You're not going to believe this.
All right.
It's alarming.
It's going to be surprising to you.
Yeah.
All right,
hold on. Let me tell you how it goes. Tommy, go in there and cut your kitchen sink on.
Mm-hmm. High power. All the way.
Cut it all the way on.
Okay. Yeah.
That's how it's gonna feel when it first starts happening.
It's gonna run out like that.
Yeah, and make sure it's hot. Make sure the hot water, because that's what.
Early, guys. It's early.
It might be too early.
Keep that in mind.
No, please come to work tomorrow with that stuff in your system, and then get down there and that damn door ain't open.
Man,
one of them boys down the hallway. You know we got them big boys work on that sports show.
Yeah, sports show. They in there.
They be in there for a while, and when they leave, boy, whoo, Lord.
Right. Ryan and all them.
We'll talk about sand and salt a little later this morning, but coming up next, it is the nephew while we have him, and he's going to run that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Beyonce's got a big payday from a billionaire, and the new Heisman Trophy winner is already in trouble. But right now, it's time to run that prank back with
that
the nephew.
Dude?
Yeah.
Call him Mary?
We'll talk about it. What you got, Neff?
Shoplift.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Shoplifter.
Shoplifter.
Mm-hmm. Shoplifter. Run it.
Hello?
Yes, I'm trying to reach a Tanya, please.
This is she.
Hi, Tanya. My name is Daniel. I'm the head of store security here at your job.
Yes?
Listen, I'm trying to see, I'm going to have to, I know today's your day off. I'm looking at the schedule here. It seems that you don't come back in until Saturday. I'm trying to see if it's possible I can get you to come to the store. There's a bit of a situation I want to discuss with you. There's about $1,800 worth of merchandise missing from the store.
What?
It's about $1,800 worth of merchandise, and we definitely know that this is a in-house situation. This is not someone walking in shoplifting. This is definitely an in-house situation with employees who have evidently been shoplifting from the store, taking things, and we want to get down to the roots of the problem.
Okay, so what you calling me for?
Well, ma'am, it's been brought to my attention that there's a possibility that you may be part of this situation.
Part of the situation? I ain't no thief. I don't steal. You don't call my house accusing me of stealing. I ain't stole nothing from nobody.
Okay, well, hang on, ma'am. What I'm trying to do is just trying to...
Hang on, my... You trying to say I done stole something, and I ain't stole the...
Okay, wait just a second. Now, do you have a sister named Cynthia?
Yeah, what about her?
Well, now, it seems that here on some of the footage that we have on camera, that it's a possibility that it seems like your sister is actually wearing some of the merchandise that we sell here in the store.
And okay, just because she wears something that we sell in the store don't mean that I stole it.
Well, we don't see where she's at. I've backed the footage up as far as I could. I don't see any footage of where she purchased this particular merchandise. And my assumption is maybe you gave it to her.
I gave her and just because you don't see where somebody purchased it don't mean that it's been stolen.
Okay. Here's what I'm gonna just get to the chase of this, Tanya. What I'm gonna have to do is this. If I can't get you to come to the store, ma'am, and matter of fact, here's another question for you before I go any further. You have children at all, Tanya?
Yeah, I got children. Why?
Because I'm missing a lot of baby merchandise as well. And
you know what? You know what? You really cruising for whooping this morning, okay? Because you don't call somebody on their off day accusing them of stealing.
Okay, here's what I got to do. Are you coming into the office so I can talk with you?
I'm not coming nowhere on my off day.
Well, then what's going to happen, Miss Tanya, is I'm going to have to actually come to your home, check your closet. I'm going to have to check your kids and see if they're check and see if they're wearing merchandise that comes from this.
Come to my house if you want to, and they're going to take your ass up out of here in a body bag.
Excuse me?
You heard what I said. You heard what I said. You don't call nobody. I bust my ass at that store. You understand me? I work hard for y'all, okay?
You've been busting.
You call here accusing me of stealing. I ain't stole from nobody. I don't have to steal. That's why I work all day. You understand me?
I think you've been busting your butt taking stuff is what you've been doing.
I ain't stole from nobody. You understand me? I do not steal.
I'm going to come over there. I'm checking your closets.
Things, but it ain't no thief. You understand?
And I'm checking your babies as well. And I'm making.
You check my babies and see what happens. You put your hands on any damn thing in here and see what happens. Okay?
I don't want to have to drag your butt.
Come over here. You going to drag somebody? Oh, now you threatening me?
I don't want to drag you out of your house.
Security guard. You a tough security guard. You like your job that much? You willing to die for that? Huh?
Who said anything about me dying?
I did. Come over here, and that's what's going to happen. That's what happens when you f*** with people on their off day, you get hurt, okay? I get a couple of damn days off, and y'all going to call me with this bull.
So are you threatening me now?
I'm threatening you. Didn't you just call and say you was coming over here?
Yes,
bring
I did.
Bring your over here. Bring your Bring your security guard.
I'm
bring
on my Don't look. Let me tell you something.
Ass, okay?
Bring I can ass, you. I can have you brought up on charges. You know that?
Bring me up on charges and see what happens.
That's
bring
it.
Bring me up on charges. See if you get that far.
I'm on my way over there now to check you and your kids. You understand me?
Come over here to check me and my kids and see how they check your ass up out of here.
Let me tell you something.
You ain't got to tell me. You ain't got nothing to tell me. You ain't
Why don't you go ahead and tell me what you took? Maybe I'll go light on you.
I'm stupid or something? You sound like a damn fool. Why don't you tell me what you took? I ain't took
I bet you're teaching your little kids over there how to steal too, aren't you?
What? What you teach your little ugly kids?
Hey! Now you will not!
Hey, don't call me with this bull on my off day.
Let me tell you one more Are you listening to me? I got one more thing to say to you.
You ain't got nothing else to say to me.
Are you listening?
What?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked from your sister Cynthia.
Okay. So you and that broad want to play games, okay? Y'all want to play, right? Y'all got jokes. I got a joke for both of y'all, okay? Well, I'm around here taking care of her and all her little ugly kids, and she going to play with me and my off day.
Tanya told me, she said, that Tommy be pranking people. You can't nobody get me with that old crazy stuff. How come them people don't know somebody calling and tripping with this? She told me you thought you couldn't be God.
Mm-hmm. That's all right. Y'all got me. It's all good. Well, I love you. I love you, Nephew Tommy. I got something bugged like
All right, let me ask you one more thing. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Oh, God, I hate this. Tommy.
Hey, man.
Tommy.
You got to go there.
All right.
Don't be scared to go sometime.
Couple more weeks in this year.
Going.
and going.
See, when you first drank it, it don't hit you. Mm-mm. Well, boy, let me tell you something.
How long? Okay, give me this. Like, when you first start, how many hours after that?
You start taking it about 12 noon.
Yeah,
noon. What time you supposed to start taking it?
Noon.
Tommy, what are you talking about?
About 8 that evening.
I'm getting my colonoscopy tomorrow, but today I'm supposed to start drinking this stuff.
This liquid. Mm-hmm. And it cleans out every inch of your colon.
Yeah.
There won't be a speck of bowel movement
Okay,
you
Steve.
For 26 feet.
Boy.
Coming up at the top of the hour.
What is y'all getting all upset for?
Because it's
that's
early.
That's what it's for. People, well, that's what he's going to do, Shirley.
People are eating breakfast.
I don't give a damn what they're doing.
Coming up at the top of the hour.
And when they get through eating breakfast, what you think they're going to have to do?
We're going to have entertainment news.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, Beyonce padded her bank account this past Saturday, woo, with a private performance at a pre-wedding bash for the daughter of the wealthiest man in India, Steve. The bride-to-be's father is worth $40 billion, that's billion with a B, and ranks on Forbes magazine's top 20 richest people on the planet.
Top 20?
Yeah, top 20. Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. If I get $40 billion, I'm number one.
In your book.
At least y'all gonna think I am. That's for damn sure.
That's on the planet. Yeah, really. Beyonce posted a picture on Instagram of her exotic gown from the lavish party, and the caption read, "In India and just attended a spectacular event." She didn't say where she was the star. The article also didn't add how much Beyonce was paid. I mean, people were talking she had to get at least $3 million, $5 million. I mean, it was going on and on. What do you guys think? Yeah. Yeah,
yeah. For, one over, for whatever she got, I'd have went over there. I'll take Beyonce check. I don't give a damn. Yeah. A sight unseen.
Yeah. And try to give you the same dance performance.
Dog, give it to you.
Man.
Boy. Shake everything I got.
That was a drop in the bucket for $40 million.
I'd ham bone for half of that. You know what I'm talking about?
What?
I do the ham bone and a spoon show, dude, with the spoons on your thighs. And, man, half of that money, boy.
Be over there with a washboard.
$3 million? So I'm up in there hugged up with Jay-Z.
Put some confectionery sugar on my lip.
They said from 3 to 5, yeah.
That powdered confectionery sugar. Yeah.
So this is what I was talking about earlier, guys, with the Heisman Trophy winner Kyler Murray Jr., got to celebrate Saturday night after being named college football's best player. But by Sunday morning, the party was over, and he was suddenly apologizing for some deleted homophobic tweets he made when he was 15 years old. Early Sunday morning, Murray tweeted, "I apologize for the tweets that have come to light tonight from when I was 14 and 15. I used a poor choice of words that doesn't reflect who I am or what I believe. I do not intend to single out any individual or group. I did not intend to do that. This is just another big reminder that when you put anything on social media, it sticks around forever, guys, even if you delete it."
Wow.
This happened when he was 14 or 15, way back in the day.
You know what? To get on this kid about something he did at 14 or 15 is utterly ridiculous.
Yes, it is. Yes, it
utterly ridiculous. The kid wins the Heisman, and here they come with he made some homophobic remarks when he was 14. Are you kidding me, man?
Everybody did something stupid when they were that age.
Do you know what we did at 14, 15, 18, 20?
Come on.
30.
25. Dog. 30.
50.
Hey, man, listen, man. Before this politically correct thing started, you can't go back and get this stuff I did. It's ridiculous, man. You can't go back and keep beating somebody up. Now, he got to apologize for something he did when he was 14. He a damn minor. You can't even lock him up for none of this.
Yeah.
Man, all right. Get out of here.
Not that old.
We got to move on.
Yeah, got
to. Time for the headlines, Steve.
Shirley, you don't move us long.
Yeah, that's my job. That
move
is...
us long. Go on, boy.
That is my job, and it
boy,
has
I feel
been
good right
since
there, boy.
Day one.
Thank you, Tommy.
You do move us long. I like
yeah, that has been my job since day one, sir. Let's
move
go.
Move us long.
Well, miss a hand.
What was that?
Miss a hand.
Move that snow along, and I'm going to tell you about that right now. This is Ann Tripp with the news. Virginians and North Carolinians are trying to move the snow along. They're digging out from a massive snowstorm over the last 2.5 days, which has left many parts, especially of the Tar Heel State, under mounds of snow, ice, and slush. Thousands of people still out of power. The schools are closed. At least 3 storm-related deaths are reported. And North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says things could get worse.
With cold temperatures today and freezing nights ahead, the snow and ice and the danger may not go away as quickly as they came.
The governor says some places got what would be a year's worth of the white stuff in a little more than a day. North Carolina is still under a state of emergency. President Trump is still looking for a new chief of staff now that Major John Kelly is leaving. Reports are that some rumored candidates don't seem to want the job. They keep taking their names out of contention like, oh, no, that's OK. A new chief of staff would be Trump's third chief of staff in less than 2 years. In Ohio, FBI agents say they've taken two people into custody near Cleveland in connection with two separate alleged terror plots. U.S. Attorney Justin Herdman says that one involves a man suspected of planning to shoot up two synagogues in the Toledo area.
We do not have to, and we will not wait for someone to shoot up innocent worshipers at a synagogue or to detonate a bomb. We will act to protect our nation.
And Herdman says a young woman is suspected of planning several bombings. Again, she said they say that's there were two separate things. They weren't connected. The former chairman of Nissan, Carlos Ghosn, has been indicted for alleged financial misconduct. Prosecutors say this guy Ghosn concealed tens of millions of dollars in compensation. Ghosn led Nissan, Renault and Mitsubishi at the same time once. Filming has stopped for now on next season's episodes of the Starz cable series Power. Officials say that filming for the popular show's sixth season was suspended yesterday after a member of the crew was accidentally killed. Production assistant Pedro Jimenez was fatally struck by an SUV as he was setting up parking cones at about 4:30 in the morning in advance of yesterday's scheduled shoot in Brooklyn. He'd been with the Power Company since the beginning of the show back in 2014. No cast members were on set yet. So they were called for like 7 a.m. and this was around 4:30. Police say the driver of the vehicle, though, that killed Jimenez was a fellow crew member. Some staff cuts going on at Verizon. The communications companies announced that some 10,400 U.S. managers have accepted buyout packages. And that's on top of the termination agreements accepted by more than 44,000 Verizon workers earlier this year. This is all at Verizon. Officials say that Verizon wants to save enough money to invest in newer technology. Sad news. Legendary voting rights activist Rosanelle Eaton has died at age 97. Rosanelle Eaton led the lawsuit that successfully challenged the new voting restrictions passed by North Carolina's Republican-controlled legislature in 2013. And finally, looks like a lot of people like bacon. Ohio State University's installed a bacon vending machine. They say it's so popular it has to be restocked four or five times a day. It offers cooked bacon strips and bacon bits for only a dollar. When are they bringing that to us? Now back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
So, guys, yesterday, President Barack Obama urged everyone to check out healthcare.gov. That was .gov before December 15th deadline, okay? This is in hopes of pushing more people to sign up for Obamacare. President Obama posted a video of himself to his social media account to remind people to get coverage. It was a playful message. It was aimed mostly at young people, especially young people. Take a listen to this.
Young people have stepped up like never before on campuses, at the voting booth, and at the doors of power. And frankly, I think you've proven that you don't need to see me taking jump shots or sitting between a couple of forest plants in order to know it's important to have health insurance in case, God forbid, you get really sick or hurt yourself next year. So this year, I'm giving it to you straight. Sign up for health insurance at healthcare.gov before the deadline on December 15th. You can do it right now. And most folks can find coverage for $50 to $100 per month. That's probably less than your cell phone bill. One more time, if you need health insurance for 2019, sign up for it right now at healthcare.gov. And that's how it's done.
What Trump say about being president that? Without being
Damn,
president.
Man.
Wow,
man.
What did Trump say about that?
Nothing yet. He's got other issues.
He got a whole lot of stuff.
He got hot up in there.
He's got a little Russian probe that he's preoccupied with
now. That's the first time he ain't been able to say nothing.
Yeah.
He's making IOUs right now.
He up in there tight.
Yeah, but Jay, you said something about this Obama thing right here. You said that's how to be president without being president.
Without being president.
Yeah, I like that.
That's very presidential, mm-hmm. man.
So don't forget, if you do want to sign up for Obamacare, go to healthcare.gov before December 15th. Just got a couple more days.
So there's no wall. You didn't kill Obamacare. You know, you didn't bring people together. You're preaching hate. What have you done, man?
All they're going to say is these are the things that he's going to tout. He's going to say that unemployment is lower than it's been in years.
Taxes, yes.
Which is true, mm-hmm. but it's all the workings of the Obama administration. But because it's on his watch, he gets to take credit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He is going to say that he passed the tax law.
Yep. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And he did. But I must tell you all.
Rich people are happy.
If you knew what these tax laws really said that have nothing to do with you.
It didn't trickle down.
You would be mad.
Mm-hmm.
He put in a Republican Supreme Court justice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's gonna claim that.
Two, so far.
And he's going to claim all of the orders Obama made that he rescinded.
Yeah. All right, coming up next at 34 after the hour, we're going to play a little comedy roulette.
What?
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time for comedy roulette. Please, Jay, set this one up for us. Tell us what
and
this is
so
about.
And it's so important to explain this thing because we get new listeners every day. And we're doing a different segment that people are not aware of. So that's why I take the time to explain comedy roulette. And it's very simple. You take four subjects and you put them on a wheel. And you take them on the wheel. You spun the wheel. And where it stops, we can do the damn thing. Because we's comedians. We good. Hit it, Shirley.
All right, here we go. These are the subjects for today. Things you can do to get people to leave your house.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Things you say to people who've over-decorated for the holidays.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Give me that.
Things you say to people who have under-decorated for the holidays. And here's the last one. Things you say when you didn't get what you wanted for Christmas, okay?
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All of those are good.
Yeah, you got to anticipate. Yeah, let's go. Let's spin the wheel.
Mm-hmm. Come on. Over decorate.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, I thought it was going to stop on over decorating, but no, it stopped on things you say when you didn't get what you wanted for
Christmas.
Is this
the same as Steve's bad acting theater?
No, not at all. No.
I don't even know how you got that out of that. But...
All right, these are things you say when you didn't get what you want for Christmas.
Yeah, let's go.
These are things you say when you didn't get what you say. Ooh,
come on, Jay.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Ooh, this is nice, and this one lights up. What is it?
With that attitude, that's how you say it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's the attitude.
That's what you say and how you say
it. Yeah, go ahead, Junior.
I'll tell you what, this is something I actually said as a kid, but I didn't get what I wanted for Christmas. And they were standing there, my parents, but I was about 10. I said, sugar, honey, ice cream.
You said the actual word?
Yeah. Yeah, when you open that box up, it ain't what you're supposed to get. Sugar, honey, ice cream.
Or, thank you. I'll put this in the drawer with that ragged ass tie you bought last year. I'll put it right in there.
I'm grateful.
Yeah, well, you didn't get what you want.
I like
Steve.
That tie.
This what you say at work. I knew when he pulled my name, it wasn't going to be worth a damn.
On the gift exchange. I knew it was.
As soon as he pulled, I said, oh, yeah, damn.
Things you say when you didn't get what you want. Uh-huh. Yeah. A pound cake. Huh. Thanks a lot. Okay. All right.
Yeah. To a diabetic, yeah.
To a diabetic.
That's not cool.
All right, Junior.
Things you say when you don't get what you want for Christmas. What happened? Check short again. Check short again, huh?
Come on now. Right.
Why in the hell would I want a toolkit? I don't work on that. Come on, man. Really? I don't work on nothing.
Guys, it's the thought that counts.
Okay.
Come on, Steve.
Black people don't eat fruitcake.
Well, I can't stand that damn fruitcake, man.
What is them damn green things in there?
What is that?
Cherish. They actually cherish. All right, here's one. A snow shovel. I live in L.A. Thanks a lot.
Things people say when they don't get what they want for Christmas. I already know the story of Jesus.
Oh, God.
I already know it.
Come on, Tommy.
Who eats this basket of cheese? Who eats that? who eats that?
This is all right, Steve. Come on, close it out.
That's why we're getting a divorce. That's exactly why, right here. This damn crock pot. This damn crock pot. This is the last thing. Nobody want no damn crock pot.
That was me who said that one. Sorry.
Actually,
all right, up next, it is the nephew with the prank phone call. That's coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, guys, it's my strawberry letter for today. The subject, I wish my boyfriend was bigger.
We ain't did a strawberry letter yet.
No, sir. No.
Yeah.
That comes after the prank. Yeah. The top of the hour. The subject again. Know your show.
I thought it was 9. I got to go.
I wish my boyfriend was bigger as the subject, but right now, nephew Tommy is here, the king of pranks, with the prank phone call for today. What you got, Nev?
Me and your baby getting married.
Oh.
Me and your baby getting married. Run it.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach Mr.
Yes, this is he.
Hey, Mr. How you doing? Let me make sure I'm calling the right person. Your daughter is Crystal.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I got the right person. Hey, listen, what I wanted to do, Mr. Ridges, is call and introduce myself to you and let you know who I was. My name is Jeff. Jeff. And I've been seeing Crystal, you know, pretty much like the last 5 to 6 months. And I wanted to let you know that I'm very, very interested in you. And I know this kind of crazy for you to get a phone call from me, but I'm very interested in Crystal right now. And I wanted to, you know, I just wanted to do the man thing and just reach out to you, man, and say I'm really interested in marrying your daughter.
And marrying my daughter? Wait, hold on, man. What'd you say your name was again?
My name is Jeff. Jeff.
Okay, Jeff. Listen, I'm very close with my daughter, and my daughter has never, ever mentioned you. I talk with my daughter every day.
Wow. I don't know what that's about, but it's been like about 5, close to 6 months that me and Crystal been, you know, going out, you know, up here at the school. But what I wanted to do was tell you that I really, really, really like Crystal, man. And I wanted to call and tell you that, you know, I'm really, really interested in marrying Crystal. You know, I really do want Crystal to be my wife.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, I've never heard of you before. And my daughter has never, ever mentioned you. My daughter isn't dating anybody right now. My daughter's in grad school.
I understand that. And, you know, we've been a little back and forth or whatever. But, you know, the main thing is me and Crystal really, you know, we really do love each other, Miss. I want to,
Okay, but if you love my daughter, she would have told me that she was in love with someone.
But you know what? You know, and maybe it's a situation where Crystal is like a little uneasy about talking to you about it. You know what I'm saying?
My daughter can talk with me about anything. We talk every day.
Right. Just like you, I talk to my daughter every day.
Your daughter? And how old is your daughter?
My daughter 15.
Hold on 1 minute, man. You said your daughter was 15.
Right.
Okay, well, how old are you?
I'm 46.
46? You 46 years old and you want to marry my 25-year-old daughter?
Hey, let me say this right here. Love ain't got no limit, man. And I understand, I was a little shocked at first about the age difference between us, but you know what, man?
I'm more shocked than me.
Okay, and I understand that, but what I'm trying to explain to you, man, is that it come a time, man, where you just don't know what's gonna happen, man. Love is love, man.
And you've been locked up on parole at the university on work release and met my daughter.
Yeah.
How long were you locked up?
I'm gonna say this, man. Crystal is just a beautiful person, man.
Hold on, man. You calling me at the blue with all this shit. Look, man, I'm at work. I got a lot of work on my damn desk, and you calling me, telling me you a former jailbird wants to marry my daughter, my 25-year-old daughter, and you damn near 50, you damn near my age, you want to marry my daughter? Man, I am not trying to talk to you about this. What I need to do is I need to talk to Crystal and get to the bottom of this. That's what the hell I need to do.
Hey, and I understand that, Mr. You was probably going to want to talk to her, and I ain't got no problem with that. What I'm trying to explain to you is that, man, love ain't got no limit, man. It's just something that happened. Crystal loved me. I love her. And it is what it is. I just wanted to try to get your blessings on this.
You can't get my blessings. You lost your mind. How the hell are you jailbird gonna marry my daughter? Man, my daughter's been in private school all her damn life. She was on the dean's list all 4 years of college. And she's going to grad school. And you gonna marry my daughter that you met on your work release?
Hey, Miss, I understand that. What I'm trying to explain to you that, you know what, man, sometimes love is right the second time around. You understand what I'm saying?
What the hell you mean the second time?
I got kids already. What I'm trying to say is it didn't work out with me on the first time. What I wanted to do, man, is just call you and solidify the culinary experience.
Culinary? Culinary got to do with food. What the hell is you talking about? Look. I got to talk to my daughter. I'm going to call Crystal, and I'm going to find out what the hell is going on. Because, look, man, I'm not even trying to have this conversation with you.
And Mr. Perez, I understand all that. I understand what you're saying. What I want to say to you is this right here. Crystal is 25. Even if you don't agree with this here, we're going to elope and make sure that we get that.
Look here. You ain't doing a thing with my daughter unless it's my... Look here, man. You ain't doing with my daughter. I don't even know your jailbird. You ain't doing. I'ma call my daughter, find out who you really are. Cause you've lost your mind. If you think your old jailbird is gonna be marrying my daughter, my daughter's got a future. You ain't got. What the hell is wrong with you? You lost mind.
I'm not finna sit here and go back and forth with you, Mr. Me and Crystal getting married.
That will not happen under any circumstances.
No. I don't care what you think the circumstances are. Me and Crystal getting married. That's
that
it.
Not the
love.
I don't know who the hell you think you are. What the is wrong with you? Face, how about
that? What it's got to be. I got one more thing I need to say, and then me and Crystal just going to come over there and drive down there and tell you exactly what's going on in our life right
what,
now.
What you got to say to me?
Are you listening to me?
Yes. What the hell you got to say to me?
I got to say this. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your daughter, Crystal, and her boyfriend.
Aw, ain't this some I'm outside my job cussing, and all the people looking at me like I'm crazy. Damn, Joe.
Man, I got to ask you, what is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man, the Steve Harvey Morning Show. And I'm going to get your
What y'all think?
Crazy. Well, hold on.
Huh?
Junior, come on, dude.
Huh?
Do Tommy.
Yeah.
Huh? There it is. Huh? What y'all think?
He
huh? Wasn't I everything?
Yeah. What wasn't you?
Huh? You, am I the greatest?
Everything, yes. The greatest I ever seen.
King of Praise?
Of all time.
Who you know better than this?
Nobody.
Huh?
Nobody.
Shirley? I don't hear you.
Shirley can't say nothing. You it.
I'm it. What? Tell you something. Know how I thought of that?
How what?
Cause I was gonna marry the baby daddy.
Boy.
Huh? There it is. That title right there.
Ain't no way.
See, all my ignorance starts within.
Oh.
Boy.
See? See, you ain't this stupid like this here.
No.
See, stupidity come around once a year.
Yeah.
There it is.
Stupidity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody can touch me when I'm doing these pranks.
Nobody, I ain't never met him.
You can't do this what I do.
What?
Can't, I ain't heard of him.
Uh-uh.
I ain't heard of nobody named. Who else?
Jay Evelyn Brown?
Kiss my behind, Jay.
Boy, what?
Can't do what I do.
What?
Ah, this Ignis right here.
What about me?
Oh, Unc, you ain't this stupid. I birthed this.
I did what?
So you ignorant. I'm stupid.
Yeah.
I'm down here. I live out here.
All right,
yeah.
I cross a lake for stupidity.
All right. Thank you, Tommy. Thank you. Thank you, Junior as Tommy. Wow, that was greatness. All right. Up next, it is today's Strawberry Letter. Subject, I wish my boyfriend was bigger.
I'm going to run that
right
the whole time.
Yeah, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time for my strawberry letter for today. And if you need advice on your marriage, on dating, on sex, on parenting, or family issues, please submit your strawberry letter to us at steveharveyfm.com. Click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter on the air just like we're going to read this one right now. Right, nephew?
That's right. Let's buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Subject: I wish my boyfriend was bigger. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am in my mid-30s and I'm 5'1 and I weigh 128 pounds. I am dating a personal trainer and he weighs 170 pounds. He used to weigh 350 pounds and he worked hard to lose the weight and keep it off. He is looking so good these days, but we have a big problem. Our eating habits are totally different now. I'm a country girl, so my meals are pretty hefty and full of flavor. They aren't bad nutritionally, but they definitely are not the healthiest option. My boyfriend eats cheese, crackers, mixed nuts, salads, and smoothies while he's at the gym working, and I have a full dinner for him when he gets home. I love to cook. So the other day, I baked chicken, made mac and cheese, yams, sautéed spinach, and dinner rolls. My boyfriend walked in and got mad as soon as he saw what I cooked. This is how I've always cooked, and it's what he's used to eating, what he used to enjoy eating. We've been arguing over food a lot recently, and most nights we eat in silence because he's mad at me. Mind you, he does eat everything I cook, including the bread. I do add healthy options, such as baking the chicken instead of frying it, and I include leafy green vegetables more. I know he's scared of gaining his weight back, but he needs to work on his willpower. I tried to eat the way he eats, and I literally passed out at the gym. I got lightheaded and blacked out. Lightheaded and blacked out. Stephen Shirley, how can we resolve our food issues? I want my man to be happy and healthy, but I was happier when he was fat. Well, he's not happy when he's fat. He's not happier. And this is the problem. Your man has a food issue, and you're not helping with all that good food and good-smelling food around the house that you cook. So let me ask you.
Shirley, before you finish this, I want to say that I'm scared to answer this letter. I just want to put that out there. Okay. I'm just going to say, in the sake of comedy, I'm doing my answer in the vein of comedy.
Okay.
Feel what you want to feel and get the tweet.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, so, you know, you're not helping him with all the good food. It's smelling good. It's tasting good. So let me ask you this. If he were a recovering drug addict, would you have crack and weed lying around the house? If he were an alcoholic, would you have liquor and beer and wine all piled up in the fridge? If he was hooked on opioids, okay, would you have Percocet and oxycodone in the medicine cabinet? All right, you got to think about this stuff. So don't just say he needs to work on his willpower when you put it right in front of his face and under his nose. You know, you got to help a brother out here. He's not trying to go back to 350 pounds. He's got his weight down to a nice 170. You said he looks so good. So maybe you can cook, you know, a heavy meal like you cook on the weekend. You know, give him a cheat day. Keep it light and healthy during the week. Okay? And then maybe you guys won't be mad at the dinner table. Maybe you'll, you know, have some conversation instead of, you know, eating in silence. That's all he needs. Some encouragement, some support. Steve?
That ain't what this letter about. I'm gonna just go on and get to it. First of all, the letter opens with a lie. These measurements is wrong. I'm in my mid-30s.
Uh-huh.
I'm 5'1".
Yeah.
Who you know 5'1"?
Monica.
She just added the one.
She's 5?
She either 5 flat or a hard 4'11". And I weigh 128 pounds. Mm-hmm. That's another lie. No woman gives her exact weight.
Okay.
I don't get that.
No woman.
So you're saying she weighs more than 128 pounds?
Yeah, she about 5'1", 150. Okay. She over there looking like a little Flo model TV.
Uh-uh.
I'm just going to tell you. And ain't nothing wrong with it. Mm-hmm. I'm just giving you some facts.
Okay.
Now, big boy weigh 170 pounds, but he used to weigh 350.
Yeah.
He worked hard to lose weight. But here's the problem. Their eating habits is totally different. Here we go. I'm a country girl, so my meals are pretty hefty and full of flavor. They aren't bad nutritionally. What? You just said your meals is pretty hefty and full of flavor. They aren't bad nutritionally. Yes, they are. You got a plate full of fat food and you want to talk about it ain't bad nutritionally. Yes, it is. You know what you cooking.
Yeah.
You're a big country girl and you said it.
She's little. She's not big.
This woman ain't little shit. You hear what she over there eating?
Fried chicken.
She baking the chicken.
Yeah, fried chicken.
She got mac and cheese. Ooh, yeah. And she got dinner rolls.
And spinach, sauteed spinach.
Once you eat mac and cheese and dinner rolls, I don't give a damn what else you got on your plate.
All that butter.
It wins.
That's a meal in and of itself, mac that and cheese.
They aren't bad nutritionally, but they definitely are not the healthiest option. My boyfriend eats cheese, crackers, mixed nuts, salads, and smoothies while he at the gym working. And I got a full dinner for him when he get home. I love to cook. So the other day, I baked chicken, made mac and cheese, yams. You know how much sugar on them yams she makes?
Oh, my God.
Sauteed spinach and dinner rolls. Mm-hmm. My boyfriend walked in and got mad as soon as he saw what I cooked. This is how I've always cooked. It's what he used to enjoy eating when we were. Now, we've been arguing over food a lot recently. And most nights, we eat in silence because he mad at me.
See?
Mind you, he does eat everything I cook, including the bread. Mm. I do add healthy options such as baking the chicken instead of frying it.
See?
And I include leafy green vegetables more. Now, he's scared of gaining his... I know he's scared of gaining his weight back, but he need to work on his willpower.
What?
I tried to eat the way he eats, and I literally passed out at the gym. No, what I was doing, had my little wide ass on that treadmill trying to warm without these dinner rolls in me. You ever tried to walk on the treadmill without your dinner rolls? The hell you gonna lift weights without no mac and cheese?
All right, hold on.
You hold on.
We got part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 after the hour. Subject, I wish my boyfriend was bigger. Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, you know, we back, everybody. And, you know, here's this woman who's in her mid-30s. She's 5'1 and 128 pounds. I think that'd be kind of cute, you know. 5'1, 128 pounds. Mm-hmm. I think it's cute. I like TVs. I'm dating a personal trainer. He weigh 170 pounds. Well, you know, why don't you stop dating?
That it might happen just that way, Steve.
Well, you know, why don't you find you a little short? Why don't you find a little short man like eating?
I mean, why can't they compromise, though? Why, you
know? No, she wants the man to be 350. He don't want to be 350.
Yeah, he doesn't, yeah.
And he mad at you because he don't really want you to be, you know, where it look like you headed to.
She keep cooking, though.
Yeah, she cooking.
Can't they have a cheat day, you know, and just try to do it? Help, what, you know? Come on now, they got to compromise.
Yams,
yeah,
day,
yeah. But when you lose weight and somebody cooks yams, macaroni, and cheese, and they really don't care much.
Yeah, that's exactly, exactly.
You know, and the fact you over there looking like a little Lucy.
He's getting no support from her. She said instead of frying, she baked the chicken. Yeah, but you got the yams and the mac and cheese. And this is just on a Tuesday.
Okay, well, let me
night.
Just not say love seat and just make it smaller than that, like a lazy boy. That's a little recliner made out of Herculoid.
You think that is better?
A little plaid. Remember that plaid Herculoid couch you had at your mama's house?
Would you come Herculoid. On?
Oh, we had a living room Herculoid. Set that my mama had bought off the back of the TV guy. You remember that living room said you can get 32 pieces for $4.99?
Just say you can't help her. How
well,
about
you
that?
You got me thinking about the TV guy.
Yeah, you remember the TV guy, man, on back of the TV guy had that 32-piece living room set for $4.99?
Yeah.
But they was counting ashtrays and coasters.
Yeah.
32-piece living room set. Ain't nothing but a couch and a little seat, but they counting every coaster they give you.
By the time you put it together, it broke apart.
Yeah, ashtray and all that.
Why don't you and Jay do a reenactment of the dinner?
Okay.
Okay, all right.
So, Jay, you the girl, and you done cook this food.
Yeah, I got all the food. I got all the food.
He came home from work, yeah.
All right. Hey, baby. I'm home.
Hey, baby, what's going on? What's up, baby? How you doing? You smell that? Cook for you today.
Oh, yeah? What you cook, baby?
Oh, we got chitlins.
Chitlins?
Chitlins. I know you haven't had them in a while, so I made them up. yummy. I got yams. I got all types of pies you like. I got pumpkin pie. I got sweet potato pie.
Baby.
I know you like cherry pie.
Baby.
Cherry pie.
Yeah. Baby. Mm-hmm. You know I'm a professional trainer.
I know, but you have.
Y'all lost this weight. You know, I ain't trying to go back.
And
now.
You look good. You look so good.
Okay, but what you cooking all this here for?
Because you haven't had these foods in a long time.
Now, you know why I ain't had the food? And you know how I ain't had it in a long time? Because I can drop from 350 down to 170.
And you look good. I got your grits and cheese.
I don't want no grits and cheese, baby. I done told you.
I got waffles.
See, baby, I don't eat that no more. You see what I'm trying to accomplish here? You sabotaging me.
No, I'm not sabotaging. I made all this with love. I got White Castle. I bought you some White Castle. Had these flown in.
I thought you said you made everything with love. Where the hell you get some White Castle from?
I flew these in and I thought them out, and they are right here. But I got your White Castle. I got Kool-Aid. I got tea. I got lemonade.
Baby, listen to me. Baby, listen to me.
I'm listening.
I don't want to do that no more. And I think I need your support to help me stay in shape.
You don't want to eat?
Baby, yeah. I don't want to eat. I don't want to eat all that.
I put all this together.
Don't hurt me.
Baby, what you crying for?
I've been in this kitchen all kind of.
But what you crying for? You ain't got to cry. You know, you just.
I've been in this kitchen. You know how long you have to.
Baby, you've been in the kitchen a long time. Why don't you take food over there and get to
your mama?
Let me
tell you what I did to make these rolls. I had corn growing out of the field. And I got the corn in here, and I ground it up, made the meal.
Baby, you don't use cornmeal to make no dinner roll. Even Shirley know that.
Yeah. I made cornbread dinner rolls. Cornbread dinner rolls.
Well, them ain't rolls. And nobody eat no cornbread with no damn chitlins.
I had Calvin the turkey growing out in the backyard all summer long. And I had to take his life today because I knew you like turkey. And Calvin looked at me with his sad eyes. I'm like, I'm sorry, Calvin. You got to go. My man want a turkey. You don't understand.
Wait a minute. Hold
Calvin.
On. Hold on. You got some turkey in here?
I got turkey in here. I got turkey necks, turkey bones. Turkey
you got turkey necks?
Turkey necks, turkey
Oh, you got one turkey neck.
Turkey eyes. Well, I ate one while I was cooking because I got hungry. So I just ate one.
Damn, baby, you know I like turkey. Your big ass and ate the turkey too?
She's only 5'1".
Yeah, she's not that
but
big.
But you like turkey, and we could eat turkey together.
I think, baby, I'm going to just be real with you. I think this is it.
Yeah, they need to break up.
We going
to
break up over this?
Exactly. I can't do you no more.
You're just so damn ungrateful. You really are.
I know, babe, but I'm in shape and I don't want to go back. And I think you're going to drag me down.
Mm-hmm. You know, you better be glad I'm a Christian woman because I could take this turkey leg and beat your brain out.
Baby, stop crying now.
He's some of this
and you're
shit,
not though. Even doing a good cry.
He's some
I ain't even got no. I ain't got no fall to wrap all this stuff up. This is ridiculous. All this stuff gonna go bad because of you.
What? No. Baby, what you do is just give it to somebody else.
I didn't even hear that she made a salad, though.
Nothing. No, it ain't no salad.
I was thinking about making a salad, but I didn't make one.
Why all the pots was taken up with meat?
All the pots got meat.
That darn turkey. All right, look. Clearly, if she doesn't stop cooking, they're not going to make it. All right, we got to get out of here. The Strawberry Letter is posted. You can leave your comments on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM. And coming up in 10 minutes, we have a real treat for you in the spirit of the Oscars. We're going to present to you the first ever right here on the Steve Harvey Morning Show, the Stevie Awards, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, we are so excited for your first ever Stevie Awards and the fact that J. Anthony Brown is going to get a chance to host some of the awards. That's amazing. So Jay, let's get it started. Please present the very first
Stevie Award. Mm-hmm. And this is so cool than unlike other award shows.
Uh-huh.
We don't go with the nominees. We go right to the winner. Nominees,
cool.
Winner. Uh-huh. Nominees are, and the winner is. Okay.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Nominees for the person who has seen every movie that's out in the theater today.
That's Jay.
And the winner is me.
I've seen
every damn thing.
The first one.
Well, when you write a bit, you can give it to yourself, right? All right. Nominees for the person who talks through every damn movie. And the winner is Monica and Shirley Strawberry.
Dude,
I believe that. Speech.
I'd like to thank the Lord who is the head of my life. I'd like to thank my mom.
Did you see that guy right there?
I know.
What does he have on?
I'd like to thank.
Oh, girl, if you don't get out of there.
We got to thank Steve Harvey, Mom. Because it's his award. Steve Harvey. Yeah, he's here.
Go to the movies.
What you thanking me for?
Because these are your awards.
Oh. Yes, all right.
Thank you.
Next, Shirley, this is my favorite part. Watch this. This is my favorite part.
Next category. Nominated for the person who sits in the movie and says, that should have been my damn part.
Oh.
And the winner is...
Oh, we know who that is.
Nephew Tommy.
Yeah.
Speech.
I want to thank everyone at the Academy for just looking out for the things that I've done here and with my career. You know, I started with the Chapmans, and things just seem to have broken out from there. As you know, you can catch me on Ready to Love. But this, I am honored to have. You know, there were roles that should have been mine. You know, Ice Cube and Friday, that should have been mine.
Ooh, where's the music?
I'm sorry, do I only have 15 seconds left?
No, keep talking.
Let me thank my mother for pushing me even more so. I Can't Believe in Soldier Story, they gave the role to Denzel. I was amazed by that I didn't get that role. I Can't Believe in Black Panther. Michael B. Jordan, it just amazed me by some of the people that have taken my role. Wow. But I want to say thank you for acknowledging me.
Get him off the stage. Right.
Thank you, Academy. Thank you, Academy, so much.
All right, nominated. The nomination for who has the voice in every children's movie. The one and only, Junior.
Junior.
No, this is not right.
Yeah.
No.
I'm grown.
No, I don't want this award. I'm grown. No, because I'm got people that are taking me serious because of my voice, for real. I'm grown. I'm 40. I say, hey, man, don't test me, and people tickle me. I'm tired of this stuff. Stop.
I'm like Elmo.
I'm serious.
Get in them, Junior.
You
put a stop to this
right now. This Stevie, it goes out to people that we have little voices, but we're big in stature. Kevin Hart, Mike Tyson, Chris Tucker, we all the same group. Thank you very much. But I'm grown.
Nominees for if they were in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
In a movie, they ass would be on the phone. And the winner is Carla Pharrell, y'all. Give it up to her, man.
Oh,
Carla couldn't be here tonight, allegedly. Because she is working allegedly. She's on the phone allegedly. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Steve. Hey, Steve. Hey.
Y'all pray for me.
All right, our last award goes to the man who has only been to the movies every 15 years. And the winner goes to Steve
Harvey. Thank you.
15 years.
Thank you. You know, accepting this award means so much to me.
Aww.
It means that... I've gotten to a certain level where I can't go nowhere. And going to this movie was truly, truly just one of the great things. I want to announce his son's candidacy and the fact that they will be beating him profusely.
This speech right here is as meaningless as the award I just got. And therefore, I just wanted to thank my dog. And I got two goldfish that I owe so much to over this course of time. And I realized this as time goes on. And so God bless you all. J. Anthony Brown, what a wonderful giver of awards. I knew this award was coming one day because you're so damn angry and bitter. This is just a part of who you are. So we are here thanking the Lord for all we are, and furthermore, in his name, let him use you.
Huh.
Man, where is this going, dog? And, you know, and knowing that all that we are today, we could be no more if it were yesterday. Uh-huh. Hey, let me tell you. You ever had somebody be talking and they think they heavy?
Yes.
But they don't
yes.
be saying nothing.
Yeah, 9 times. Yeah.
Said nothing. Shut up, dude.
Yeah, did you not hear Tommy's speech?
Well, this is the friendliest place I've ever worked in my entire life, boy. I'm telling you.
You got to have triple thick skin.
Yeah, you got to have triple thick skin. Yeah. Well, join us next year for another award presentation of the Stevie.
The Stevie Awards.
Stevie.
Yeah.
Stevie. I love that.
The Stevie, yeah. Uh-huh. Greatness right there. You thought of this, Jay?
No, Junior.
Oh, Junior thought of this. The man with the baby voice.
No,
yeah.
I was throwing Junior under the bus.
All right, coming up next, guys, if you're planning to travel by airplane during the holidays, you will want to hear this. Don't go anywhere. It's coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so Steve, you're traveling by airplane during the holidays.
I'm going away.
Well, I guess we all are, right?
Up in the air.
Our plane ain't like his, but go ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, it is, because I'm flying commercial.
Okay, well, if you're flying commercial, listen to this. Here is a very serious tip. Do not drink the coffee, the tea, or the water on the airplane unless it's out of a bottle, okay?
This is according
to a recent study by the New York Food Policy Center. They found that the water tanks on planes aren't cleaned often enough, and they are topped off with...
Who the hell drink water out the plane?
I don't.
Well, a lot of people do, Steve.
Where?
They pour it out of the bottle.
Yeah, they pour it out of the bottle, but it's not a fresh, bottle. I mean, you don't know if it's a fresh bottle or not.
I thought that was a fresh bottle of water. That's not a fresh bottle of water?
Well,
it got my top on it sealed when I get mine.
Yeah, man, you bring bottles of water where I fly.
Yeah, if they give you bottles of water with the seal on there, but if they're just pouring them out of the bottle, you don't know that.
No, I ain't.
Yeah. Well, anyway, this recent study, as I was saying, by the New York Food Policy Center found that the water tanks on the planes aren't cleaned often, and they are topped off with new water after every flight. So the water at the bottom of the tank isn't very clean, and it has been sitting there for a while. Oh, and a study from the EPA found that 12% of commercial planes tested positive for fecal bacteria in the water supply. That's the same.
Is that
water.
What I think it is?
Yeah, yes, it is, sir. That's the same water you wash your hands with in the lavatory, and the same water they use to make coffee and tea on the plane.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that explains that attitude of that flight attendant too.
He got a bad cup of coffee.
Nasty.
Yeah, that's. Thank you, sir. We've been trying to figure
it
out.
Well, that fix it up. You can't do nothing now.
Can't drink coffee, can't drink tea.
Hey, you can't fly. Man, I was on a plane one time. They had a baby on the plane. This lady said her child was allergic to peanuts. Now, this after passing out, food. The lady said nobody in first class can have hot nuts because if he smelled the peanuts. Uh-huh. I said, well, why is his ass on the plane?
Because
I gets on there for them hot nuts.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
And now you got your little sick ass back there. He can't stand the smell of nuts. Well, he don't need to fly. What? Well, you got a train y'all could have took. Why don't y'all drive? I don't like that, man.
Yeah.
Man, we had to, one time, and this is a true story, I kid you not. We pulled out. We're going to the runway. We had to turn the plane around and take off all the peanuts on the plane.
Wow.
Because somebody had a peanut.
And but the lady just said it on the way out when we was taxing. Mm-hmm. Well, I was so mad, man.
Yeah.
That's the second maddest I've ever been on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, nothing you can do about it.
Wow, Steve. Well, just a reminder, you know, when a lot of people will be flying.
That was
so.
The second maddest I've ever been on the plane.
What's second the maddest? Well, what was the first
one? What happened? What happened?
Oh, you going to play Stupid Shirley? Oh, that's what you going to do?
Steve, you know I had anxiety issues. You know I get panic attacks on the plane.
Oh,
sometimes.
I remember.
You know, when we were taxiing, and the lady said, we have to go back and take all the peanuts off the plane. I was so mad. That was the second maddest. The first maddest I've ever been.
Hey, before you tell the story, I love you. I just wanted to say that.
Ain't no problem. No, no, we no, on no. the plane. Uh-huh. We back out.
Soften the blow.
We back all the way out. We take off. We going towards the runway. All of a sudden, we put the brakes on. We back up. We back up at the gate. Don't nobody say nothing. Then the flight attendant said, I'm sorry, but we have to remove someone from the plane. I'm sitting there. Shirley come walking past.
Hi.
I said, Shirley, sit your ass down.
Hi.
Hold on.
40 white folks see you up on this plane. Sit down. They done bought Shirley back because she done had the anxiety attack. She can't fly.
This is true.
I was happy.
This is true.
Yeah.
This is the truth?
No.
That happened?
Yeah, that actually happened. Yeah.
That was one of the many times.
Bought her back and she said, I just can't do this. So now 300 damn people can't go where we going because she done got her crazy ass on the plane and decided she can't do it. Bought the ticket.
This is true.
We were going to New York, remember, to be on the Montel Williams talk
show.
Hey,
got in the damn plane, fastened her seatbelt. It's taxi. She unsnapped her seatbelt and caught pressing it, but ding, 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 ding. All I hear is, oh, they're back there playing. What baby is on that damn button? Like, ding, 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 ding.
I was hyperventilating,
dog,
Steve.
The lady ran back down. Here comes Shirley with all her bags.
Oh, Shirley, and I look cute,
much.
Too.
You too much.
Walking past me, I said, Shirley, sit down before these white folks see you. I got to get off this plane.
So everybody got off or just Shirley?
Dog, I said this bug out here.
You was mad.
Dog, I was so damn mad.
I know. I couldn't.
You know, this is after 9/11, so now we got to wait on her to get her bag off the damn plane.
Yeah.
So they got to go in the underbelly to get her luggage because they can't let her kill us and she ain't on the plane. Boy, I was so damn mad.
Oh, man.
And they got to look for it. That's
yeah, but we made it and everything was fine. I ended up coming the next day.
Oh, I wouldn't have been waiting on
you. You went the next day, Shirley? Mm-hmm. Why you couldn't go the day before?
I couldn't. I had to make myself. I had to talk myself into it. I had to make myself. You know,
that's
you
crazy.
You have to face your fears.
You can't
but
get drunk or nothing like that.
I had a panic attack. I was hyperventilating.
Do you still do this?
Well, you know, it bothers me sometimes. But
Shirley don't get drunk.
But I'm much better
drinks,
at it now.
She don't know what's happening to her, but you can't be around her.
No, I don't get drunk.
Not with one. She don't get drunk, but she drank one glass of wine.
Oh, I hate being around her.
And, man, it's like,
no.
She ain't drunk, but something wrong with her.
I'm not
I believe I can, anybody's telling me before.
Whatever, Steve. You've never seen that.
What, Shirley? I said... Two times before, and by too much every time.
Steve, a lot of people have panic attacks on the plane.
Okay, well, get off the plane here.
You have to face your fears, though.
If we go to Africa as a show, you really can't go with it.
Mm-hmm.
Or you need to be on another flight.
Yeah, or, you know, that's why I was asking you yesterday, how do you handle the long flights? And you said yesterday, you remember, that that's your favorite thing to do.
Oh, I love long flights.
That's your favorite thing to do.
Tommy, what would you do if you were on the plane and it started lightning?
Pull that shade down and get up under that seat.
Get
up
the seat.
Under that seat, pull that shade out. Anybody
you got to
got
get up
that,
under, walk your
anybody
ass under
that. Let the shade up, get in their behind.
You just said walk.
All right, coming up in 20 minutes. Thanks a lot, Steve.
I'll let the shade down and just be flicking my light on and off.
We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Jay, this story is kind of for you right here. Our good friend Kevin Hart has been in the news lately. We know why, for stepping down from the Oscars. Mm-hmm. But this time, I think he really dodged a bullet here. One of the venues on his comedy tour is being sued by a diabetic woman who claimed she got kicked out of Kevin Hart's comedy show because she used her cell phone to check her blood sugar before the show began. The incident happened last July in San Diego when the lady used a cell phone app that, I'm sure you're aware of this, Jay, that monitors her blood sugar levels. The venue had signs posted prohibiting.
You got that, Jay?
No, but it's a device that goes on your arm and then you see it on your phone. She's not telling the truth.
Oh,
unless you have the other part. I've never seen anything where you just touch the phone and it checks your blood. They may have it. I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
What I've seen is it. You put it on your arm and you can see the reading.
She must have had that. She must have had it.
Yeah.
Well, see, it is how you are diabetic. Yeah. I think we have to go with what you say.
Yeah. Go with me this time.
Right.
Well, this lady was one too.
Well, I'm,
but
she didn't say
here,
she
though,
had the other part. She had the other part.
She's not here. Okay.
Let's say she had the other part.
Hold up. You gonna go with a diabetic that's not here opposed to one that's here?
That's why I'm going with you.
Over a comedian diabetic all day.
That's
yes.
Surely not going with you, but I know how sick you can get. I'm gonna go with you.
And all you do is pour orange juice and keep it moving. That's all you do.
I don't even do that for Jay.
What do you do for Jay?
I just walk off.
He just walk off and leave me.
Anyway, the venue had signs posted prohibiting the use of cell phones, but she said it was a medical necessity. She was still ejected. They still removed her from the venue. She never got a refund. So she's suing Live Nation, which operates the venue. Again, Kevin Hart is not named in this lawsuit, okay? But it happened, you know.
But if you got to check your blood sugar, you just get up, leave, and they'll let you back in. I mean, she ain't making a big deal out of that. You're making all diabetic.
Couldn't you check that before the concert?
Yeah. Well, your blood sugar can
be quiet, non-diabetic.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
He know a lot about blood raising because he's short.
What did you say, Steve?
He know a lot about high blood because he's short. Short people get high blood real quick. Like if he step down off a curb and that blood shoot his head, he got high blood.
Because
he's short. It's a long drop for him. It's a curb to you, but it's a long drop for him.
Speaking of that, Steve, I'm really mad at you.
For telling that story?
We've gone all year. Not one time have we had a little Tommy story. Not one.
Because y'all don't want one.
We practically beg you for them. It's him that doesn't want them.
We don't. Shirley, things have changed now. We're in a different place, okay?
Oh, man.
Wow.
No, they haven't, and no, we're not.
Things have changed, Shirley.
You're not the same person, right?
Thank you, Jeff.
What, are you taller? What?
He is taller. He's taller in stature.
Taller than what?
Jay.
In life, he's taller.
Taller than what? Because who ain't even over here? So, what? He's taller than what?
He's accomplished more things than last year.
So. Oh, because of his TV show, you're saying?
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely.
Yeah, sure. So we can't do that kind of stuff no more. You should understand that.
All right, we'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this. Maybe a little Tommy story.
No!
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Steve, we need a drum roll, please.
Drum roll, please!
Yes!
Listen up, everybody. We are giving you the chance to win a trip for two to my Sand and Soul Festival next October 10th through the 14th.
Woo-hoo!
That includes, listen to me, y'all, four nights in a junior suite at the all-inclusive Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Round trip, coach, airfare, two tickets to all 17 events, man. Airport transfers. To enter and to get rules, all you got to do is go to steveharveyfm.com. Get your passports updated because you could win a trip to Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic.
Yes.
Again, the trip includes round trip, coach, air for you and one guest. Four nights accommodations in the junior suite at the all-inclusive Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. All-inclusive food, alcoholic beverages, non-alcoholic beverages included while on the Hard Rock and Casino property. Two tickets to all 17 events. Who the hell have 17 events?
I don't know.
Saying it so?
Nobody but us.
A limitless resort credit. Did you hear me?
Hmm. Heard you.
A limitless resort credit that you can use at the spa, at the gift shop, or to play golf. Mm. All my credits is going towards golf. I just want golf and that casino. If I can hit that jackpot like I did last time, I asked a dude at the casino. He from the States. He run the casino. Mm-hmm. I said, man, how y'all doing? We's doing good. You came in here.
What that mean?
Oh, I hit him over the head, man. I hit him for a big jackpot. You know. Wow. Make sure that your passport is current and enter at SteveHarveyFM.com. Enter at SteveHarveyFM.com for your chance to win this amazing trip to Punta Cana. Sand and Soul is back at it, y'all.
Woo!
Hey.
All right. So much fun this year. Yeah.
Don't do sand without the soul, baby. That's what
it's about. Yeah, it was fun.
Everybody will be there except Tommy and Jay.
Put some soul on it.
Yep. Everybody will be there with them.
Tommy's coming.
No, he ain't.
I didn't tell you that.
Tommy ain't coming.
Not after the show he got.
Hell no. You think Tommy going to come to Sand the Soul now? He got a TV show.
Oh, he's too famous.
Girl, so, he been waiting on this.
But Steve, somebody...
He finna show his natural ass. If you ain't ever seen Tommy act a damn fool, prepare yourself.
I'm humble about it.
Let him get picked up for season two. Y'all finna see something. He ain't gonna act right. He ain't acting right now.
Yeah. It ain't tasted. It took 2 weeks.
Dog, he took the show ad and he took off.
Well,
I said, Tommy, what happened to him? The show came on last night. I can't watch the opening night and be here too.
You know my big day tomorrow.
What big day is that?
12 noon, colonoscopy.
That's why you like that? That's why you sound like that?
I'm sipping on this stuff, man.
12 noon, Tommy?
Yeah, well, I fixed so I could come to work, you know.
Dog, you can't drink that stuff and come to work?
I can handle it.
All right, coming up, our last break of the day and some closing remarks from our fearless leader, the one and only Steve Harvey, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we are, Steve. Last break of the day. It's been a good day.
It is.
Woo, a lot of stuff going on in the world. Jesus. Yeah. We need a break from all of this.
Yeah.
That's why we love having you, Steve, so you can give us some closing remarks,
well,
some words to live by. Mm-hmm.
Today, oftentimes my best closing remarks are remarks that are reflective of something that I'm going through, have been through, or experienced. And so today is going to be in that vein. I want to talk to you all today about faith. Faith. The purest definition of faith to me, this is to me now. I don't know how other people view faith. I'm just talking about the purest definition of faith to me is simply this. Faith is the belief in things that you cannot see. That's what faith really means to me. Faith is the belief in things that you cannot see. That categorizes faith for me. That exemplifies faith for me. That expresses faith for me. That somehow over the years I have managed to understand that faith is in the belief in things that you cannot see. So when situations beset me, when circumstances run up into me, when I find myself in something that I have no control over, that circumstance just set themselves right in front of my door. And then all of a sudden I get the phone calls. Hey man, you all right? Hey man, hang in there. Man, so sad to hear the news. You know, I had a slew of that this week because of some article that came out about the show. Friends from Cleveland. And I appreciate it all. But I'm gonna tell you something that I'm drawing on. I'm drawing on this thing called faith. I'm drawing on some words that my mother told me when she was young. When I was young, my mama was a Sunday school teacher for 40 years. She always taught me that I don't believe God brought me this far to leave me. There is no way that God got me to this place to leave me. See, here's where faith comes in. I firmly believe that when one door closes, God has another one to open up. See, I never stand in the doorway that's closing in my face and keep knocking on that door. Y'all need to open this door back up. I'm not going to stand there and try to force my way back in the door. I'm going to take care of my business, of course. Faith without works is dead. But I do not get crippled and crumbled over the predictions or the thoughts of somebody else. Somebody come to me and tell me what they're going to do to me. How many times have you had somebody come to you and tell you what they was going to do to you? How many times have you had a boss confront you and tell you what they was going to do to you? And they say it with the full intent of shaking you up. And sometimes it worked, don't it? You go home and you shake it. Let me offer you something. Stop shaking. Don't worry. Don't be dismayed. There's no way God brought you this far to leave. See, the people that's talking about taking stuff from you, they didn't give it to you in the first place. What they don't know, that your steps was ordered by God. What they don't know, that God positioned you right where he wanted you to be at a particular time. They had no choice than to put you in the position because God had ordered it so. So when they come along and they start talking about taking you out of position, what you worrying about that for? You don't think that you have an option here? You don't think that the God you serve that put you where he wanted you to be placed, you don't think he see all of this? I do. I think he sees me. I think he places me right where he wanted me to be placed. I think he has people saying things about me so I can hear it. I think he's allowing people to think that they're making decisions because they want to. I believe that they don't know that God is always working on my behalf behind the scenes. Always. Why? Because I believe and I trust in him. That's why he always working on my behalf. I'm not an evil person. I'm not an unrighteous person. I'm really a good person. I'm flawed, but I'm a good person. I don't set out to hurt nobody. I ain't trying to step on nobody. So when somebody bring me some disparaging news about what they gonna do to me, in the words of Bishop T.D. Jakes, you got to be careful how you handle me. Be very careful how you handle me. Because I happen to be a child of the Most High. What he's done for me in the past, he'll continue to do for me in the future. I have no fear of what you claiming that you will do to me because God didn't bring me this far to leave me. That I'm certain of. Faith is the belief in things that you cannot see. And even though I can't see what he's doing right now, I bet he's doing something. I'm excited about the future of what God got for me. Those are my closing remarks.
Yes, sir. He's working.
Yes, sir.
You better know it.
You yes, better sir. Drop that
Have
mic.
Have yourself a good weekend.
I think I am.
Drop it.
Oh, that's right. Faith, baby.
He dropped it. Did you drop the mic or drop yourself? What did you do? For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.